The OCD and Anxiety Podcast by Robert James Coaching. Hello and welcome to the OCD and Anxiety Podcast, where we explore how to have a more positive relationship with anxiety disorders, taking back control so that you can start living the life you choose and not the one chosen by your fears. Hello and welcome to episode 353. I hope that wherever you are today, you're having a very happy start to the new year. And if you are struggling with anxiety or OCD, then you can get a free session with me. To get that, you can head over to my website, robertjamescoaching.com, and there you can book in for that free session directly. Or if you prefer, you can send me a message and let me know about what you're struggling with. In today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about the unfortunate fact of why so many people really don't understand OCD. This is a lot to do with the kind of acronym of OCD and just even the word obsessive being used a lot in the culture, not maybe in the kind of correct way or in relation to actual OCD. And this has caused a lot of people to kind of become confused about what is actually meant by OCD and how serious it really is. And so today we're going to be talking all about that. If you have any questions at all, do please feel free to let me know. And if you would like to follow more, you can head over to Instagram and follow and like there. There's also a Facebook group you can now follow on YouTube. So lots of places to follow along. So many thanks, guys, and I really hope that you enjoy. For a long time after figuring out that I had OCD and, really kind of trying to get to grips with that, I didn't really want to tell anybody else about it because I was afraid of what other people would think. It's quite a serious issue to be dealing with, and I really didn't want to be explaining that to other people. But eventually, of course, you get to a point where you think, well, this is ridiculous. I do need to be able to tell people in my life about what I'm going through, and hopefully for them to kind of have some empathy and for them to try to understand, what it must be like. And so off you go and you begin to share it with people that are close to you. Of course, you should be careful with who you're sharing it with. I didn't really want to share it with anybody at all. But in the end, I ended up sharing with close family members and friends. And one thing that I remember is that the vast majority of people simply did not understand whatsoever what it was that I was going through. In fact, a lot of them were like, you don't have OCD. You're not struggling with that. Come on, you're okay. You just worry a lot, or you just, you're just a bit anxious. And it was really frustrating a lot of the time because you just felt like you weren't really being listened to, that your problems that you were struggling with were being kind of played down. People didn't really understand the severity of what it was like to be going through what you were going through. And in a way, that was incredibly frustrating because, you're really trying hard to share something that in a way you'd much rather not kind of share about because it's kind of embarrassing. You don't like the fact that you're struggling with this. It's horrible and you don't really want to tell people about it. Maybe you're worried about judgment or what they're going to think and, they're going to have a different opinion of you moving forward. And that's maybe not what you want. Maybe they're going to feel sorry for you and that's not what you want either. There's all these kind of things that come up that make you think, yeah, I'm not going to share about it. But obviously with the people that we're really close to, it is important that we do share, particularly if we, you know, really want them to be helping us, you know, encouraging them to not give us reassurance, for example. You know, in that kind of situation, if somebody is enabling the OCD through giving you reassurance all the time, obviously it's important that you do tell them so that actually they can begin to try to understand the OCD and support you in the right way. But like I say, unfortunately, a lot of people, even when you actually explain to them, you know, what it is that you're going through, they still don't really understand. They may try, you know, and some people are obviously better than others. Some people, you know, do get it, you know, in a much better way. Some people are willing to really explore and try to kind of to find out. So, you know, if that's you and you're listening, kudos to you. You know, and if you're fortunate enough to have people like that in your life, that's fantastic. But for every one of those people, there does seem to be two or three who, you know, either are not willing to kind of really understand or try to understand what OCD is, or don't really seem able to understand fully what OCD is. And it's not always necessarily, you know, their fault. Actually, it can be very, very difficult to understand, you know, what it's like to be going through OCD. Like I was talking about earlier, when I was really struggling, I would spend the vast majority of my day, you know, stuck in my head with my ruminations and my thoughts, the compulsions, going round in circles, trying to figure everything out, trying to have that certainty, you know, feeling sick with anxiety nearly all day long. But of course, this is completely invisible to absolutely everybody. And, you know, something else that most people with OCD do is, you know, we kind of tend to put on an act, a performance. You know, we don't want other people prying. We don't want other people to know that we're perhaps suffering. And so we hide it from people and we get really good at putting on this act. So, you know, there you are in your life, in your world, at work or whatever you're doing, and you are, you know, acting as if everything is fine. But on the inside, like I said before, you may be spending the vast majority of your time caught up in these really frustrating anxiety loops and, you know, really getting stuck with the compulsions, not being able to find an obvious way out of it, you know, and just feeling more and more stuck. So, yeah, I think, in a way, a big part of this has to do with kind of cultural elements, you know, and it's in a way the way in which the word obsession and the acronym OCD are kind of handled in general in society. People might often talk about being obsessed about things, obsessed about a sport, for example, or obsessed about a certain type of food, or even obsessed about a relationship. And then people often kind of use OCD, the acronym OCD, in this kind of frustrating, jokey kind of way, which a lot of people with OCD find quite offensive. Of course, there's the typical kind of expression, oh, I'm so OCD. You know, and these kinds of things, when it comes to OCD, have kind of moved the understanding of what it's like to have OCD. A lot of people just think, oh, you have OCD, you're a neat freak. You're somebody who just likes things to be very ordered, or you just like to clean your hands a lot. And, you know, they don't really understand the underlying patterns of anxiety and compulsive behavior that really underpins OCD. They just see it as this fairly innocuous, you know, oh, you just get a little bit obsessed about things. Oh, yeah, I get obsessed about things too. And again, you know, I don't necessarily blame people for that. I think that's not helpful. It's just a cultural thing. People just don't really understand what it's like to have OCD. They don't understand the challenge of it, how difficult it is when you're spending, you know, so much of your time caught up in these kinds of thoughts. And yeah, so it's a lot to do with that. In an article entitled What Most People Don't Understand About OCD on the website psychiatryfortworth.com, they state that it can be difficult when a word enters our everyday language and is used to the point where it loses much of its intended meaning. This is certainly the case with obsession. For example, we can become obsessed with a TV show or a new flavor of ice cream. The obsession that comes with OCD is very different and a much darker beast. With OCD, your obsession comes in the form of intrusive and most unwanted thoughts that invade your thinking. You know, and this is really what I think is going on here in society and in culture. You know, as I was just kind of describing, it's not necessarily that people are unable to understand OCD. It's more that they've got used to kind of understanding OCD in this kind of popular culture kind of way, you know, where they use that word obsession in an unhelpful way for people with OCD who really are obsessing about things. You know, being obsessed about golf, well, I'm sorry, but that's got absolutely nothing to do with OCD. And obviously any person who's ever struggled with OCD understands that really, really well. And anybody who hasn't ever struggled with OCD, well, you know, you can see why they would use that kind of language about things. The previously mentioned article goes on to say, like obsessions, OCD has also crept into our vernacular to describe someone who's very orderly or neat. Preferring to have things organized is much different than an obsession and compulsion to have things spaced out or facing in certain directions. These actions are in a way which someone with OCD attempts to control their world, because when things aren't ordered or spaced correctly, bad things can happen. Now, of course, in this example here, you know, the person with OCD, and unwittingly to the person who doesn't have OCD, is feeling like they have to do these things, or something terrible could happen to them or somebody that they love. They have to do the thing in just the right way, just the right order, at just the right time, or they have to have just that right feeling to stop the bad things from happening. And how is somebody without OCD truly going to understand that? They're not going to. They may try to, but it's going to be really hard unless they've been in that situation themselves. You know, it really is very difficult for them to fully comprehend that. If you haven't really experienced just how hard it is to have OCD, then it is going to be really, really difficult for you to truly have that empathy. You know, a lot of people actually comment to me about when I'm speaking about different things in relation to OCD, it's like I'm speaking directly to them. You know, and of course, the only reason why people tell me that is because, you know, I've really been in those kind of OCD trenches myself. I know exactly what it's like. And so I'm able to kind of explain it in such a way that you can really relate. You know, and the only way you can really get that is through being there yourself. So other people may try to understand, of course, as people who are more empathic, and they will be willing to do that research and be on your side. And that's fantastic. That's really positive that there's people out there like that. Then there's going to be the people in the middle who want to try and understand, but who can't. And then there's going to be the people who are actually actively just, you know, not willing to try to understand at all. And, you know, who actually may even just mock OCD or, you know, mental health problems in general. You know, so you know the type of people that I'm kind of talking about there. So it's, you know, really important to understand that. I think it is important that we do share and speak up. And, you know, particularly, well, very importantly, you make sure you're sharing with people that you trust. But it is important to do that and to explain and try to get people on your side. But also bear in mind that some people may struggle, you know, to truly understand. But that's okay. There's other people, hopefully, that will understand. You know, there's obviously the podcast, there's forums, there's other people who have OCD, perhaps in your life or perhaps online, that in the forums that you can speak to, you can get some empathy from. Hopefully you're not going to be getting reassurance from, very important, when it comes to those kinds of forums and things. There's also the OCD and Anxiety Facebook group, for example. If you want to join that, you can get some support and community there. So there's all sorts of things that you can be doing, you know, to get some extra support with your OCD. And so I do highly recommend, you know, that you do that. But yeah, just try to bear in mind that, of course, there's going to be some people who are fantastic, who are really going to be able to show some empathy. And there's going to be other people who may want to, but who may find it difficult to truly understand. So there we go. I really hope that you enjoyed that one today. If you have any questions at all about anything I've spoken about, do please let me know, and see you next time. Just a quick reminder that if you want to get a free session, all you need to do to get that is to head over to my website, www.robertjamescoaching.com, and there you can leave me a message and we can arrange the free session. And now just a quick reminder of my disclaimer. Any information that you view on my website, Instagram page, Facebook group, or anywhere else online, or any information that you listen to on the podcast, is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for actual medical or mental health advice from a doctor, psychologist, or any other medical or mental health professional.